Have you ever thought about writing your story? A few years ago, I presented a version to my parents. It was a collection of 4x6 index cards categorized by different periods in my life. Yes, it was nostalgic, providing many feel-good memories, but it was also a way of thanking them. I recognize your experience may not be the same. If we had redos, I may choose to rewrite some chapters, but I remain thankful for all of it. For the experiences, for my parents, and for each of you as you play a supporting role in the cast of my story. You see, it all brings me to where I am today. My journey continues, and while I believe there is more to come, I am happy, or maybe the better word is, content. I didn't always feel this way. There were dark times when I could not see the light at the end of the tunnel, but the darkness made today's light even brighter. I encourage you to reflect on the past, to make for an even brighter tomorrow. In the Christian faith, we are to share the good news of our Lord with the world, yet many have trouble knowing where to start, feeling ill-equipped or worrying about infringing on another, or the potential embarrassment as we are unable to answer questions or giving a wrong answer. But there is a line of thought that suggests what we need to share is simply ourselves. Our story. Someone wants to hear your story. In fact, someone needs to hear your story. You may even find it beneficial to yourself to appreciate the past or to motivate you to adjust your course. And if you believe that lie that no one wants to hear your story, I can make a guarantee. There is at least one who is interested to read it. Me. I will read with interest. Beyond 2 minutes more.